Okay. So if you're running a tech project, you know how critical it is, right? Getting the right people, your whole timeline, your success, it really hinges on the quality of the talent you bring in. So today we're doing a deep dive. We're going to break down how you actually find and hire those top software specialists.
Exactly. And it can feel a bit overwhelming, all the different tech roles and the whole process. It's a lot. So we'll try to structure it based on the source. We'll look at, who these specialists are, the main steps to actually hire them, and then, we'll touch on alternatives like outsourcing too.
Great. Let's jump straight into the roles then, because defining what you need, well, that feels like half the battle sometimes. When we talk programming, maybe we start with the core types, like front end. That's the look and feel, right? Everything the user interacts with, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, that kind of thing.
That's it, the user interface. And if the front end is the face, you could say the back end is the brain behind it all. We're talking server-side logic, databases, APIs, basically making sure everything works securely and efficiently. You'll see languages like Java, PHP, Net, C Sharp used a lot here.
And the full stack developer, they bridge both.
Yep, the versatile ones, proficient in both front end and back end tech. Very handy.
Okay, but it gets more specialized than that, doesn't it? Beyond just building the core app, like mobile app developers, they need specific
For
skills.
sure. You need Swift or Objective-C for iOS development, or maybe Java and Kotlin if you're targeting Android devices. Different platforms, different skills. And then there are roles that give you really high-value insights. Think data scientists. They're less about building the features you see and more about sifting through all the data the application generates.
Ah, looking for patterns, building models.
Exactly. Using tools like Python and R. Super important in fields like finance or healthcare for predicting trends or risks. And we shouldn't forget DevOps engineers. They're kind of the glue these days between development and IT operations.
Right, the automation piece, speeding things up.
Totally. They use tools like Docker, Kubernetes, basically automating the whole deployment pipeline. The big win for you. Instead of deploying updates, say, once a month, your teams might be able to do it multiple times a day. Much faster, much more stable.
But that variety really underscores why the hiring process needs to be, well, disciplined. So step one in the source is defining your needs. Transparency sounds key here. You've got to really nail down the objective. Is it a brand new app, or are you just maintaining something old? And list the technical needs clearly, like which specific languages or frameworks are must-haves.
And a good job description is more than just skills, right? You need to sell the role, talk about the company mission, the benefits, maybe flexible hours, remote options, training.
Makes sense. Okay, need to find. Step two, where do you actually look?
Right, the search sources. The material highlights three main paths. First, the classic online job boards. Think Indeed, LinkedIn, Monster. Big tool of candidates, good filtering options for experience, salary expectations, that sort of thing.
Standard route. What else?
Then you've got freelance marketplaces, places like Upwork, Fiverr, Freelancer. These are often really good for finding very specific or niche skills, plus lots of flexibility you can hire just on a project basis.
Interesting split. Freelance offers speed, maybe, but I guess it means more hands-on management from your side. Quality control.
That can be the trade-off, yeah. Which leads nicely to the third option, outsourcing providers or talent pools. These companies basically have pools of pre-vetted, usually highly skilled candidates ready to go. Sometimes they even offer project management services alongside the talent.
Okay, so you found potential candidates. Step three, assessing them. How deep do you go? Obviously, review CVs, check portfolios, talk to references, but the interview seems critical. And it's not just about can they code, right? It's the soft skills too. Communication, how they solve problems.
Absolutely vital. You need to see if they'll actually fit with your team, how they communicate, empathy even, and definitely run technical tests. Could be a take-home assignment, could be a live coding challenge. You need to verify their technical chops before you make an offer.
Right, verify the skills. Okay, offer made, offer accepted. What's step four?
Onboarding, and then crucially, retention. Don't just throw them in. You need some introductory training policies, tools, but also company culture and keeping them long term. That means building a supportive team, maybe assigning mentors, definitely offering clear paths for professional growth, fair pay, regular feedback. It's an ongoing effort.
Okay, that covers the main hiring path, but let's circle back to that shortcut. You mentioned the outsourcing vendors. It sounds like more than just filling a gap. What are the big strategic pluses here for the listener?
Yeah, it can be very strategic. It really cuts down your internal workload. The source points to five main benefits. First, it's generally faster and easier to hire. The vendor already has a pool of people, often pre-screened. Second, potentially reduce costs. You're paying for a service, but the vendor handles salaries, benefits, taxes, all that HR admin.
Less overhead for you, in a sense.
Third, you usually get access to vetted, high-quality talent. Good vendors have pretty rigorous hiring processes themselves. It's their business model.
So you're kind of outsourcing the assessment step, too, in a way.
Pretty much. Which ties into the fourth benefit. Little to no internal effort needed for things like onboarding or retention or upskilling. The vendor typically manages all that professional development stuff.
Okay, that's significant. And the last one?
High flexibility and scalability. Need to scale your team up quickly for a big project. Or scale down afterwards. It's much simpler than managing permanent employment contracts. Less long-term commitment.
Right. So, wrapping this up. It seems like finding the right tech talent, while it can feel daunting, really boils down to structure. Define the role properly, follow those steps, define, search, assess, onboard, whether you do it yourself or leverage an outsourcing partner, it makes it manageable.
Exactly, it breaks it down. And maybe a final thought for you, drawing from the source material. While getting the technical skills right, you know, mastery of Java or Python, writing clean code is absolutely fundamental for getting the job done. Don't underestimate the soft skills, things like adaptability, good communication, real problem-solving aptitude, teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
Often, those are the things that really determine if someone is a great long-term fit and contributes to overall success. They're just as crucial.